Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important and most commonly misunderstood topics in your GCSE Business Studies course, cash and cash flow. Now, I know what you might be thinking. It's just money, right? How complicated can it be? But here's the thing. This topic trips up so many students in the exam, not because it's difficult, but because there are some really sneaky distinctions that examiners absolutely love to test. And by the end of this episode, you're going to know exactly what those are. We're going to cover what cash actually is and why it matters so much to a business. The crucial difference between cash and profit. This one is huge. How cash flow forecasting works as a planning tool. And then we'll finish with some killer exam tips, a quick fire quiz, and a summary to lock it all in. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's start with the basics. What is cash? In business, cash refers to the money that is immediately available to a business. The notes and coins in the till, the money sitting in the bank account right now, ready to be used. It's the lifeblood of a business. Without cash, a business cannot pay its suppliers, cannot pay its employees, cannot pay its rent. Even if a business is doing brilliantly on paper, making lots of sales, growing fast, if it runs out of cash, it can be forced to close. This is called insolvency, and it happens more often than you'd think. Think of cash like the fuel in a car. You might own a fantastic, expensive car. That's your business with all its assets and potential. But if you run out of fuel, you're going nowhere. Cash keeps the engine running. Now, here's the big one, the distinction between cash and profit. This is the number one concept examiners test in this topic, and it's the one that catches so many candidates out. Profit is what's left over when you subtract total costs from total revenue. It's a figure that shows whether a business is financially successful over a period of time. But, and this is critical, profit does not mean you have cash in the bank. Here's a real-world example to make this stick. Imagine a small business sells 50,000 pounds worth of goods in January. Brilliant, right? But those customers are buying on credit. They won't actually pay until March. Meanwhile, the business still has to pay its suppliers, its staff wages, its rent, all in January. So in January, the business has made sales worth 50,000 pounds, which will eventually become profit, but it has zero cash coming in right now. It could literally run out of money and be unable to pay its bills, even though it's technically profitable. This is why we say a business can be profitable, but still fail due to a lack of cash. And equally, a business might have plenty of cash, perhaps it received a big loan, but still be making a loss. So remember, cash is about timing. It's about when money actually comes in and goes out. Profit is about the overall financial performance. Now let's talk about cash flow forecasting. A cash flow forecast is a financial planning document that predicts the expected cash inflows and cash outflows for a business over a future period, usually month by month. Let me walk you through the key rows of a cash flow forecast because you will almost certainly be asked to interpret one in your exam. First, you have cash inflows, also called receipts. These are all the sources of money coming into the business. This includes sales revenue, loans received, and any other income. Then you have cash outflows, also called payments. These are all the money going out of the business. Think wages, rent, supplier payments, utility bills, loan repayments. Next is net cash flow. This is simply cash inflows minus cash outflows for that month. If it's positive, more money came in than went out. If it's negative, shown in brackets or with a minus sign, more money went out than came in. Then there's the opening balance, the amount of cash the business had at the start of the month. And finally, the closing balance, the amount of cash at the end of the month. This is calculated as opening balance plus net cash flow. And here's the key link. The closing balance for one month becomes the opening balance for the next month. So why do businesses bother creating these forecasts? There are three main purposes, and you need to know all three. Purpose number one, identifying periods of cash shortage in advance. The forecast allows a business to see, before it happens, that there will be a month where cash outflows exceed inflows, leading to a negative closing balance. This is incredibly valuable because it gives the business time to act. Purpose number two, enabling remedies to be put in place. Because the business can see the shortage coming, it can arrange solutions in advance. For example, it might negotiate a short-term bank overdraft, arrange a bank loan, chase debtors to pay earlier, or delay some of its own payments to suppliers. None of these options are easy to arrange at the last minute, but with a forecast, the business has time. Purpose number three, providing targets. The forecast sets expected figures for inflows and outflows. Management can then compare actual figures against these forecasts and investigate any significant differences. This helps with financial control and planning. Let's also quickly cover the main causes of cash flow problems because these come up in exam questions too. Poor credit control, when customers take too long to pay their invoices, is a major cause. Overtrading, growing too fast without enough cash to support that growth, is another. Seasonal demand, where a business earns most of its revenue in certain months but has costs all year round, creates predictable cash flow challenges, and unexpected costs like equipment breakdowns or sudden rent increases can also cause problems. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where I want you to really tune in. Tip number one, always distinguish between cash and profit when the question asks you to. If a question says, explain why a business might have a cash flow problem despite making a profit, you must explicitly state that profit and cash are different things and explain the timing issue, that sales revenue may not yet have been received as cash. Tip number two, when interpreting a cash flow forecast, always look at the closing balance row. A negative closing balance is the red flag that signals a cash flow problem. Examiners will often ask you to identify the month when a cash flow problem occurs. Look for the negative closing balance. Tip number three, when asked to suggest remedies for a cash flow problem, be specific and explain how the remedy helps. Don't just say, get a bank loan. Say, the business could arrange a short-term bank overdraft, which would provide immediate access to funds to cover the shortfall in March, giving the business time until its sales revenue is received in April. That level of explanation is what earns the higher marks. Tip number four, watch out for the command word. State questions only need a brief answer. Explain questions need a reason. Analyze questions need developed reasoning with business context. Evaluate or justify questions need a balanced argument and a clear conclusion. Common mistake number one, confusing cash flow with profit. If you write the business is making a loss when the question is about cash flow, you will not get the marks. These are different concepts. Common mistake number two, giving a remedy without explaining it. The business should cut costs earns very few marks. A developed, contextualized answer is what reaches the higher levels. Common mistake number three, not completing the cash flow forecast correctly. Remember, closing balance equals opening balance plus net cash flow, and the closing balance becomes next month's opening balance. Get this formula right every time. Okay, time for the quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the formula for net cash flow? Cash inflows minus cash outflows? Question two, what does a negative closing balance in a cash flow forecast indicate? The business has a cash flow problem. It has more money going out than coming in. Question three, give two differences between cash and profit. Cash is money immediately available. Profit is revenue minus costs. A business can be profitable but have no cash. Question four, name three purposes of a cash flow forecast. To identify periods of cash shortage in advance, to allow remedies to be arranged, and to set financial targets. Question five, what is the formula for closing balance? Opening balance plus net cash flow. Let's bring it all together. Cash is the money immediately available to a business, and it is essential for day-to-day survival. Profit and cash are not the same thing. A profitable business can still fail if it runs out of cash. A cash flow forecast predicts monthly inflows and outflows, calculates net cash flow and closing balances, and serves three key purposes: identifying shortages in advance, enabling remedies to be arranged, and setting financial targets. When you're in the exam, remember, look at the closing balance to spot problems, explain your remedies fully, and never confuse cash with profit. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam questions. And remember, understanding the why behind each concept is what takes you from a grade 4 to a grade 7 and beyond. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.